Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And let's face it, our health is our most important asset, and if you're not taking care of it actively every single day of your life, chances are pretty good that you will have heart disease, you will have diabetes, you will have high blood pressure, you will develop cancer. Nobody wants to do that. So I appreciate your time and attention to paying to listening to our show, and to help me gather some information and serve it up to you guys is my cohort who's sitting in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I love doing these shows with you because we get to talk about so many different issues related to people's health, and it's such an important topic, as you've said. And you know, anything that we can do to help people find their way to better health is, you know, is a valuable service that that I think people can take advantage of. And, you know, in our recent shows, we've been talking quite a bit about changing the way you think as a means towards improving your health. And a lot of the things that you do in your own practice with your members is to provide you the support and tools that people can use to change your old inner workings and the inner workings that no longer serve you. So how much of your practice is really devoted to this aspect of health?
Well, it's the foundation for everything that I do. I know that people's health problems are related to how they look at the world, how they think, how they've been programmed, and the stresses that impact how they react to the world. And so it's hard for me to help somebody change their particular situation if we don't actually delve into, well, what's their mindset?
I mean, I was always under the impression that health was a physical thing, and the mental component is really not that important.
Well, that's because they didn't understand the mental component, and they didn't understand how it was acutely tied to what goes on in a person's body, and you know, they separated the physical from the mental emotional, and you know, they spent all this time dealing with medicines for the physical, and we didn't talk much about sending somebody off to a psychiatrist or a psychologist in order to talk about the mental. mental, and it was, you know, if you had mental problems, that's when you would go to that. But nobody wanted to acknowledge the mental problem.
But you have always advocated that the mental issues, the emotional issues, are at the core of how health problems develop in the first place.
Absolutely. And again, it goes back to how we think, how we've been programmed to think, and how we're being programmed to think based upon the television, what my mom used to call the idiot box.
Mm-hmm. The one-eyed babysitter, as we sometimes call it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I mean, so this relationship between how you think and what your beliefs are, this all ties into how it affects your health. So I'm really curious to have this conversation about what this means in terms of health, because obviously for most of us, you know, we have mental attitudes and we may not be even aware of them.
Right. Just appreciate that our beliefs directly affect our health, and our attitudes and belief are 100% tied to our health. So the fact that we're not consciously aware, consciousness involves looking into the unconscious and bringing it to the surface for awareness and transformation. And so when a person's coming and approaching life out of their unconscious mind, they're not even conscious of why they're doing what they're doing. And roughly 97 to 99% of our day is done unconsciously.
Well, certainly. I mean, you don't have to be conscious about breathing or your heart working or any of the issues that go on with your health, your digestion. All that stuff happens automatically. That's part of the subconscious mind, is it not?
Correct.
Yeah. So in light of this, how do you go about changing these deeply embedded subconscious attitudes?
First, you have to choose to change your attitude. Then you go about it consciously, a little bit at a time. And so the person actually, you know, it's like anybody who's an alcoholic. The first step to curing alcoholism is to acknowledge that you have a problem. And so when you become aware of and you acknowledge to yourself, because it is a self thing, and when you acknowledge to yourself that maybe the outcomes that I'm experiencing are related to how I do stuff, and how I do stuff is related to how I think about stuff, then I possibly need to change what I'm thinking about.
Well, that seems like if that's something that you have to do for yourself, how does it work to work with somebody who can help you through that process?
Well, when a patient comes into my office, we sit down and we talk about those things. We talk about their lives and their different aspects of their lives, and which aspect of their life or aspects of their life are they looking to change. And sometimes it's just, you know, I want to have a better relationship with my spouse. Sometimes it's like I want to have a better relationship with my kids. Sometimes it's, you know, I want to create more successful outcomes in my job or financially or what have you. And so there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can divide up a person's attention span, you know, their religious perspectives, their financial perspectives, their job perspectives, their relationship perspectives.
So really, when you take somebody in and comes into you for something, a health issue, you start exploring all these aspects of what's going on in their life as a way of getting to what's underlying the problem.
Well, not initially. Initially, we take a look at what exactly it is that's out of balance within them. And then when we get into, okay, you have this particular imbalance, or they come in and they say, I have this particular imbalance, then when we want to understand, well, what goes into creating that imbalance, that's when the emotional aspect will come to the...
Mm-hmm. So when you want to change that emotional aspect, is it just simply a step-by-step process that you go through?
Yes, it is a step-by-step process, but for everyone, it's a little bit different. You know, the number of steps involved from one person to another person are not always the same. It's mm-hmm. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It depends upon the person's history, their own personal beliefs, the beliefs that were instilled within them by their parents, or what society does, what schooling does, etc. So, you know, there are some people that have a really good mentality and a great attitude towards life. Those people are very easy to bring back into balance. And then there are those who are more deeply ingrained and very dogmatic with how it is that they look at the world. Those, you know, we have to uncover the reasons for why they mm-hmm. become that way.
Yeah, it sort of makes me think about the actor Christopher Reeve, who had a very tragic accident when he became a quadriplegic, and in the course of his life, he continued the attitude that he had prior to his incident, where he had a very successful life, a happy marriage, and beautiful children, and a great career. He had that moment after the accident where he was in pretty bad shape, but he turned it around, and he actually became a great advocate for people with the kind of issues that he was facing. And so much of that seemed to be related to his attitude towards life.
Right. And so a person has to accept their particular situation instead of fighting against it in order for things to change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody comes to that understanding at a different rate. So it just depends upon where a person's at.
So is this really about positive attitude? Is that how you focus on this?
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set up mechanisms within your life in order to remind you to be there. You know, there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of discipline that goes into changing your belief system. But ultimately, what's important is as a facilitator of helping people change their lives, it's my job to help them identify where their, quote, trap doors are, how they keep sabotaging themselves. And we are our greatest enemy is how we do our lives and not even consciously understanding why we do the things that we do.
But what I think is really so important to take away from this conversation is the possibility of making those changes.
Right.
That's really great. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this idea of a healing state of mind.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about your mental state and the healing state of mind and how we help people to get their head on straight so that their health can follow. And Mark, I'm sure you got more thoughts and questions.
Well, you know, attitudinal healing and changing your attitudes is so significant in terms of being able to bring people into health. And a lot of what we carry into our lives comes from childhood. And when we're children, we're taught certain ways to behave. We're prescribed expressions to guide us and protect us, you know, from some of the possible dangers that we might face in the world. And so at a young age, you're taught things like don't speak to strangers. Yet when you grow up, some of those so-called strangers might be the very people you need to talk to for work or for personal reasons. So that notion no longer functions as it did for a five-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, it still functions. But the question is we have so much in society that is fear-based.
Yes.
We need to be afraid of everything. And there's lots of circumstances out there that justify a sense of fear. But we shouldn't be stuck in a state of fear. And we shouldn't let fear interfere with our ability to do life in a normal fashion. We should not fear death. We should not fear financial instability. We should not fear of having a health problem. We should not fear all the other things that the media and the television and the prints and the internet makes us be afraid of. But it is. It's a programming that we all get.
I mean, you know, from fairies tales on up, you know, all those stories to keep the kids safe and keep them at home, or the idea that children should be seen and not heard, which, you know, it leads some people to suppress their self-expression. And then if you've done that your entire life and you've kept all those emotions buried, aren't those going to lead to health issues?
Absolutely. And my mom was a great example of that. She grew up in a household where children were to be seen and not heard. And by the time she was 19, her thyroid was totally dysfunctional and she had it removed when she was 19.
19? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the early 1960s, she had her whole thyroid removed.
Well, that's going to change your health for sure. Now, I mean, so, you know, now you're grown up, you're in a different phase of your life and you don't have this same need for those ideas that you had when you were a child and you were under somebody else's supervision. So how do you grow out of it?
Well, these are your core beliefs and ones that you lived with by growing up with and the ones that become a part of your programming. And it takes active effort to rewrite these rules to create new outcomes. And so it requires effort, it requires guidance, and it requires somebody that's that's well-versed and trained to help somebody see for themselves what their core beliefs are and what their you know, personal laws are. And once you can help a person understand that, then the person says, well, gee, I don't like that being a personal law that runs my life. And they can start to see the relationship between, well, if I truly believe that in my unconscious mind, obviously that's affecting the choices that I'm making in my conscious mind. And so what do we have to do to change what's in my unconscious so that I can have better results?
Yeah. And so when you do this, I mean, are there things that you can expect to happen when you start to change an attitude like that?
Yeah. Everybody in your environment's going to get upset because they are used to you being a particular way. And now that you're changing, that upsets their apple carts. And so they want to keep you stuck in your old pattern because they've learned how to adapt to who you are. And so when you start to change that, one of my former office manager, when she came to work for me full time, her whole life changed. But everybody in her household still did things the same way. So she would come home after work in a 10-hour day and she would have a sink full of dirty dishes because in the old days, before she started working, she was the one who took care of the dishes. Well, now she's working. She doesn't have time to take care of them. But she never informed her household members that there's, you know, new rules and new things that need to go on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had to have a conversation with her about you need to inform them. Anytime you're going to change, you need to inform the people in your life because they're the ones who are going to be affected by it.
And that's a very important point, that you impact not only yourself but all those around you, and that they're going to try to sort of keep you back to the person that they used to know.
Right.
Now, when you change an attitude, can you turn things like depression around?
Oh, absolutely. Depression is a liver emotion, and getting rid of the anger and the frustration and the disempowerment of the person, making them feel empowered by giving them a strong belief in themselves and a belief in what it is that they can create, and activating the greatest gift that God ever gave to us, which is our free will. Yeah, when you do that for a person and you help them to see that for themselves, then yeah, depression definitely turns around.
And what about somebody who's habitually angry?
The habitually angry person, those are, you know, they need to find an outlet for their anger. They need to find a way to take their power back. Anger is the first thing that happens when a person starts to lose their own power. Mm-hmm. When something outside of them is controlling them and they don't have that control, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to get angry.
Now, one of the things that happens, I think, if people have a particular health issue and you're already facing it, like we were mentioning about Christopher Reeve, can changing your attitude actually change your condition?
Oh, absolutely. I see it every day. Health issues are a long-term manifestation of some internal imbalance, most of which are based on how we look at the world and how we deal with the world that we see through our own eyes. And so when we can understand that the way that we're looking at something is off, and then facilitate the ability to change the way somebody looks at something, everything in their world changes. I mean, what's the quickest way to change a room? Move everything in the room, or just simply move you a little bit?
I guess so, yeah. Now, I mean, when we talk about healthcare, the term cure is not being used in healthcare much anymore, and people talk about living with a condition and diseases being in remission. So what exactly is healing?
Well, I want to touch on the term cure. Cure is a four-letter word that's no longer allowed to be used in healthcare because there's no real cures out there. They're looking to treat symptoms. They're not looking to fix problems. And so what is true healing? Healing is a feeling. And when you feel uncomfortable, when you feel angry, sad, low self-esteem, this is when you are being asked to let go of what that feeling and welcome the healing itself. Unfortunately, we do not teach people very well how to do that. So what a person is feeling is something that's coming to the surface for transformation. And if you don't give yourself the opportunity to transform that, then you're just going back into the insane imbalance that you have, which is ultimately going to lead to a health problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, somebody in your profession who deals with people who are going to be facing problems, going to have health conditions, or living with a condition that they're not going to ever be over, that's not going to go away. So what do you do for somebody that is facing a situation like that?
Well, I help them ease into their condition, become more accepting of it, take a look at it, and ask them what this represents to them and how they feel about it. And answering some of these questions with proper guidance will help somebody overcome their condition, even if the physicality of it doesn't change. And I think that's essentially what happened with Christopher Reeve, is the fact that he accepted the fact that he wasn't going to walk again, okay? And that motivated him as opposed to caving him in. And it's a fine line between being motivated by something versus being caved in by something. And it's just a subtle difference, and it's an attitude.
It's a subtle difference, but boy, it makes a huge difference. It's a 180 turn, really.
Correct.
Now, can a positive attitude, you know, an outlook, just simply be a kind of a Pollyanna-ish approach to life that really doesn't take into the account the difficult and painful aspects of living?
Well, that's how one chooses to see it. I guess the question that I ask in my office is, who has the bigger problem, the one with the problem or the Pollyanna? And looking at the bright side is a choice. And when looking at the negative side of things, that's a choice that you make as well. And your life will represent what you've been thinking about, I promise, and the choices that you're making and what your mindset is. And those who have positive things in their life, I guarantee you they're positive people. And those who have a lot of negative things in their life, I guarantee you one for one, they have a lot of negative thinking going on between their ears.
Interesting. And situations and conditions have nothing really to do with those attitudes.
No, the attitudes actually welcome the situation.
Exactly.
So you attract to you what it is that you're putting out. And if you're putting out negative things, you're going to increase the likelihood of having negative outcomes show up in your environment.
I mean, yeah, and you can see people, you know, well, they have a lot of wealth, but they're miserable, or they're very poor and they're very happy. So they're not necessarily the conditions that dictate what your attitude is.
Correct.
This is great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I want to finish this conversation with a few more issues about these healing state of mind.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon, and today we're talking about a healing state of mind. And where else do you want to go with this, Mark?
Well, how would a person know what to change?
Through consultation and through asking them directly and asking them questions about their lives and what they're happy with and not happy with, helping them to appreciate that they are the source of all the change that's going to occur in their life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, we talked before about how much of this is subconscious, and which is not where you consciously think. So isn't it possible or common for people to sit there and say what they think you want to hear and rather than really getting down to the deeper truth?
Well, it can be if they have such a fear-based mentality that they have trained themselves to say what others want to hear and not what is true. So many people out there know what to say to try to make the situation just look better.
Yeah.
Versus actually be better. You know, there's a phrase that I've heard over the years and use in my office periodically where your actions speak so loud that I can't hear your words. And so, you know, people are notorious for telling you what you want to hear, even though they're not really interested or they're going to go do what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, don't you need to cut through all that?
Ideally, yeah, if you want to get to the bottom of it. But sometimes when dealing with health issues is when one of the things that I've seen happen over the years with people within my office is when you come in and you sit with me to have a consultation, I'm going to do something that most people don't do.
Which is?
I'm going to look you right in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's uncomfortable for some people because not much of society actually does that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I learned that from one of my other healing friends and she had the ability to just be totally present with you. And so giving people presence and looking at them and having a genuine concern for them, that's something that they can feel that they're not used to, and that's sometimes uncomfortable for them. So you have to approach them, you know, with kid gloves, so to speak, and not be so overbearing and help them to get to a place of comfort before they're going to actually be willing to talk about what's real for them. Because at the end of the day, I'm not really attached to what's going on in your life. I'm just interested in helping you make it better.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful statement. Now, with somebody dealing with that, can the truth change? I mean, is the truth a constant or does it change?
Well, all truth occurs at three levels. There's factual truth, there's distorted truth, and then there's absolute truth. And society deals with factual and distorted truth. And so as one develops more understanding of how something is based upon experience and what is evident, this takes one out of the distortion and into the factual truth. And absolute truth is what we get the full picture of only when we become fully conscious or when we pass over. And so absolute truth is not something that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, which is why society has so many different issues, because mm-hmm. everybody has their own personal truth, and then we have to hammer out what the real truth is.
Now, I think I've heard you say before that the body can't lie. So how do you listen to the body when a person is deliberately trying to hide the truth?
Well, a lie creates conflict between the conscious and the unconscious mind, and the nervous system has no ability to lie itself. It simply responds to stimulus. So when a person is being biased or untruthful, this manifests in a weakness within the body. And so we can ask the body very direct questions. And if you say, "Hi, my name is Mark," your body's going to facilitate or be strong. And if you say, "Hi, my name is Bob," it's going to weaken or go out of balance. And so mm-hmm. just knowing that you're dealing with truth with somebody or dealing with truth regarding the questions that we're asking the nervous system, the body always responds favorably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as you're changing these ways of thinking and these attitudes, and one of the things that I've heard people use a lot is positive affirmations and saying a lot of positive things. But what if you don't believe those positive things?
You're going to have issues, you know. Positive affirmations is definitely something that is helpful to the person. If you don't believe what it is that you're saying, you know, the phrase is, "Fake it till you make it." Keep going. And if you want this to be true for yourself, you need to keep going. And what stops you from owning that is what you need to take a look at. These will be the clues to your core beliefs, and then you can actively begin to change those core beliefs.
Mm-hmm. So will this work well in conjunction with talk therapy?
It is a form of talk therapy. The difficulty is that traditional talk therapy talks about problems without actually getting to the core of what the real problems are, at least in my experience. That's how it's been. It's okay to look at everything within a pot and stir the pot and keep, you know, everything and just help it resettle in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Make the room look better.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go in there and you can actually take some of the things out of there that you don't like anymore and replace them with things that you do like. And that's really more in terms of what it is that I help people do.
Well, this is really an important conversation, I think, and it's really at the heart of a lot of what you do in terms of your approach, and I think probably of a great number of other alternative healthcare practitioners who really treat a person as a whole person and not just as a series of symptoms or breaking down into the parts. And, obviously, when we have these conversations, we're not talking about anybody's specific situation, but we're talking in more generalities and opportunities that people can use for themselves and can avail themselves of the kinds of things that you do for your patients to help them to better health through a variety of different ways. And attitude is certainly one of those. And I'd like to at least give our listeners the opportunity to find out how to reach you with their own questions and what the best way to contact you is.
There's two best ways. You can email me if you want to be incognito, so to speak. Some people think that if you hear my voice, you're going to know who I am, versus if I email you from a different email address, you won't know who I am. And that's all good and fine. Whether you email me, docrick@spineboy.com, that's docrick at spineboy.com, or if you call me, 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Either way, I'm here to help you facilitate having a better life. There are other practitioners out there that are equally interested in helping you facilitate having a better life. You know, that's why we got into healthcare. We're in the business of helping people. And if you're out there and you're struggling and you're having difficulties and you have a negative attitude, or people have told you that you have the wrong attitude and you need an attitude adjustment, by all means, give me a call. And whether you come see me or whether I refer you to somebody else, the important part is that I help facilitate some change, and that change is going to affect all of society, and then that's going to make my life a better place to be.
Well, we all look forward to doing that, and I really do encourage people to reach out and contact you if they have an issue that they want to talk about, or if they feel like this answers some of the questions they may have.
Absolutely. So, listener number one, I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to try to gather some information that's going to be helpful to you. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you. When Your Health Matters.